Travel with Dermatol.
They're bracing for the floods, the intentional floods in Louisiana. Meanwhile, the Mississippi Delta farmland is just a mess. It's flooded. A lot of farmland being chewed up with these floods. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Man, we really feel all of the people, feel for you, all the people who are being hit by this. Lots and lots of Americans. For the rest of us who are high and dry, so to speak, we're looking forward to another weekend. Boy, time flies, doesn't it? We're almost through May. Before you know it, we'll be at the Memorial Day weekend mark, and then it's into the summer, which means kids out of school, maybe a vacation if you're lucky, or a staycation, because who knows where the gas is going to be. And that was part of the reason that the oil execs were grilled on the Hill. It's such a layup for politicians to behead the oil execs, though. I could have written the script. You know exactly what they're going to say, and they're talking about the subsidies to the tune of $21 billion, to which the ExxonMobil chief CEO Rex Tillerson shouts back, basically, hey, what about everybody else, and are you kidding me with this stuff? He's right, are you kidding me? Because take the subsidies away from everybody then. $21 billion is a lot, and especially for an industry where they're making gobs of money. But like I said, it's such a layup to go after them because of where we are at gas. But the gas prices aren't so much tied to that. Really, it's tied to all that speculation crap. All of that nonsense is what drives it up, that negative-positive news. And then, of course, what happens with OPEC, all of that tied into where we see the barrel of crude each and every day. It starts to rise, you know that you're going to pay more at the pump. $4, $5. Now, I was thinking at the end of the year we would be up to $6. If it gets up to $6, that is a high water mark that won't be tolerated by Americans. There's a couple things that you just cannot do, and one of them is the taxes always get people. Even if they're willing to pay their fair share of taxes, they don't want to hear how somebody else is cheating the system and how they're getting away with not paying, or that they're going to have some astronomical taxes slapped on them. And unfortunately, that started to happen to lots of people. So taxes and gas prices. With all the oil execs on the Hill, you would think there wouldn't be time to talk about other things, but guess what? There was. There were a couple of other things that came out of Washington that you might find interesting. One, I think partially because no one else wants the job, and partially because we're right in the middle of everything that's going on with the war of terrorism, you're going to see the FBI director get the stamp of approval from Congress for 2 more years, so that would be 12 for FBI Director Robert Mueller, who I like because he said that there was a threat in prisons. Remember when people poo-pooed the idea that if you moved Guantanamo, all the people that were at Guantanamo to the United States, it wouldn't in any way influence the prisoners, even if they were shut off from the rest of the prison population, to which Robert Mueller said, are you kidding me? What do you think happens in these prisons? That can't happen. That would just make more terrorists out of the people that are in our prison system. And there were a couple of times where he was on the opposite side of what was being said on the Hill. And I think he's kind of a straight shooter, at least from what I've seen. So that was one thing, and that affects all of us because privacy issues, where what direction the FBI is going in, all that sort of stuff. And Mueller is kind of the guy who's no holds barred when it comes to terrorism. So I don't think that's such a bad idea. And it's maybe I only think that because it's him. I don't know. To have somebody in there for 12 years, I would normally support. But in this case, I'm going to say, yeah, this is a big, 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 big story. And it has to do with the Taliban. The Taliban bombers killed about 80 people, at least 80 people, at the paramilitary training center in Pakistan They're saying this is revenge, baby, for that raid that killed Osama bin Laden, and warned, get ready for worse things to happen in the U.S. and here in Pakistan. So you had recruits, basically, who were coming out of classes, out of their group, basically being ready. They were trained. They were going to be bused home, who were attacked. A suicide bomber detonated at least one of the blasts, because there were two, at the main gate at the Frontier Constabulary, which is what the place is called. And they're, it's interesting, the front line in the battle against Al-Qaeda can't be that thick, because really there was nothing to go after that. And 80 guys basically were cut down, 100 were wounded. That's pretty sad. The Pakistani army couldn't do much to protect them. And they say this is the first piece of revenge, but wait for bigger attacks in Pakistan and Afghanistan and in the U.S. So what you saw there, it looked like a war zone, of course, because vans were blown apart, glass, blood, I'll get graphic, human flesh everywhere. How sad for the families of those people. So now, what do you think? Is the U.S. on that high alert? Absolutely, the U.S. is on high alert. But didn't Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Director, tell us we're always on high alert? The GOP is on high alert for who is it that they're going to ultimately choose to run against an incumbent president who right now has a 60% approval rating. Mitt Romney is one of the guys who really, really, really wants the gig. And Romney has something to overcome, and it's health care. What happened in Massachusetts while he was the governor? So Romney called for the repeal of Obamacare and actually defended his own health care plan, talked about a few other things. Here's a slice of Romney.
If I were lucky enough to be in the White House in the position of leadership, on the first day I would issue an executive order paving the way for Obamacare waivers to be given to all 50 states. And then I'd go to work with Congress to make sure that we could repeal Obamacare. I believe it's an economic nightmare. It does not lower health care costs overall in our system. It raises taxes. It diverts Medicare funds. And it kills jobs.
So Romney wants to be president. Newt Gingrich wants to be president. We don't know about Sarah Palin at this point. Ron Paul officially is going to announce his presidential bid on Friday. So Ron Paul wants in, although I think he was somebody you knew that was he was going to be in, but he's going to give the thumbs up or the official word on ABC's Good Morning America, and then he's going to, from New Hampshire, so he's going to do a couple of tours, a two-day swing through that state, and then he's going to hit Iowa, which is what you do, and then he's going to talk to a Republican Memorial dinner group in Grafton, so he's pushing. Remember, he got $1 million in a one-day online fundraising campaign. A lot of money to raise in just one day. It really opened a lot of eyes. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
Welcome back to ATM with me, Kate Delaney. Little odds and ends for you as we shove closer toward the weekend. From the Justice Files, how about this, boy? Scary times on these college campuses. For goodness sake, I feel fortunate that I still live in an era where I feel like we were kind of in a little bit of a bubble. Now they have a man suspected of firing an assault rifle in a shootout with the cops. Where did it happen? He was trying to force his way onto a Missouri military base, and he was arrested Thursday on a college campus. He was armed with an AK-47 when they stopped him at Missouri University of Science and Technology, and they were able to get him into custody, thank goodness, without any shots being fired on that campus. They were obviously very concerned about it because it looked like that's what was going to happen. It didn't. Ooh, every time I think of that, and I think of kids in classrooms, whether you go to the high school level or the elementary level, you know, the Columbine, the incident in the Amish country where all those kids were wiped out, and several others, a lot of them elementary schools and middle schools, and, of course, college campuses. Think of Virginia Tech and what happened there. So no injuries. That's the good thing. And what he was going to do, just open fire all over the place and try to take people out is what they think. And who knows what spurred that on or, you know, what was behind it. I'm sure we'll find more out as to what the reasons were. And see, then here's the thing. And in this case, at least we're not talking about people being killed, gunned down. When you have these assorted nutballs, and I say the word nutballs, what do? They hire the best attorney they can get, or they get a public defender, but it's always the crazy defense. So they're going to end up in a mental institute, and then you think of the victims, and somehow, just to me, and I know people try to raise the awareness of, hey, what about the victims? What about their families? But too often, we forget about the victims. All right, speaking of victims, how about the Unabomber? This is an interesting story. The federal marshals are going to auction off Unabomber Ted Kaczynski's personal stuff. They're going to do it online, and they say that the money that is raised is going to help some of the victims. This has been a huge court battle to make this come about. And, I mean, a long-time court battle. I can remember this going on for a while now. They've got about 60 things that are up for sale, like a driver's license, a couple of them, birth certificates and checks and transcripts and typewriters, and 2,000 pages of written documents, including some handwritten stuff. So they catalog the items, and they put it on the website, on the GSA's auction website. And then they, you know, then the sale, when the sale begins, they do that. And the auction is going to go from May 18th through June 2nd. And remember, because I have to take you back to this, Kaczynski, who's almost 70 years old, a couple years shy of it, killed three people. He also wounded three in all of those bombings from 78 to 95. They finally got him in 96. He pleaded guilty in 98. And, of course, he's doing life in the Supermax Priz in Florence, Colorado. And the targets, I mean, what were his targets? Universities, airlines. Four of the victims are owed $15 million in court-ordered restitution. The others were, you know, just opted not to seek anything. But this auction plan has been pushed around now since, I want to say, 2009. And one of the reasons why is because the auction is trying to protect, having the auction, they're trying to protect the privacy of the victims that were named, but also the ones that weren't named. And remember, in the writings, they had to take out the victims' names because they were there. They're in the stuff that he wrote, all the crazy papers that he wrote. So they had to first cycle through and get all of that removed. And most of what they found were taken from that Montana cabin where he lived with no running water or outdoor or indoor plumbing, rather. And that, and for people who don't know and are curious about this, that cabin has been rebuilt, and it's on display or exhibition in the Newseum, get it, in Washington. And trust me, this is that victim thing where I just said where people don't realize about the, why don't we realize more about the victims? And you remember that Charles Epstein, who was one of the four victims, said that he regarded him as the essence of evil. And then he had no compassion because he was a scientist, a medical person slash scientist when he ultimately died after battling pancreatic cancer. But he was injured in 93 when a bomb went off in a piece of mail he opened at his house. And the blast ruined both of his eardrums. He lost part of three of his fingers. And one of the things that Epstein said is this auction is very, very important to the victims. And, yeah, sad. That manifesto, by the way, 35,000-word manifesto. And they say that led to the break in that investigation. because the motives and all that stuff ultimately pushed them, I guess, in the right direction. I wonder how much money they'll raise auctioning off his stuff. I have a feeling they'll make some pretty good money. I mean, there are going to be people that are, they're going to be takers who want that. All right, I didn't mention this, but this was kind of a crazy thing that happened the other day. You're always going to have jumpers. You know, we've talked about the lately, twice has happened in San Francisco at the Golden Gate Bridge. Two people didn't die when they jumped and, in fact, were fine. Well, a man committed suicide Tuesday by jumping off the world's tallest building. And you know where that is? It's in Dubai. He landed on the deck of the 108th floor. It's a 160-story structure. And they say it was a suicide. It was a guy that they describe as an Asian man in his mid-30s. They didn't release his name. And he was there doing something for his company, the company he was working for. And this structure, how tall it is, it's 2,716 feet tall. It is officially the tallest freestanding structure in the world. It opened a year ago. And they said they were stunned when he made that jump. WikiLeaks is at it again. If you hadn't heard this story, and of course we've had somebody on recently, an Australian journalist telling us, somebody who spent a lot of time with Julian Assange, telling us about some of what WikiLeaks was releasing and how that stringing stuff together, what that did in the Obama chasing Osama bin Laden, how some of that played into it. So in the latest dump of classified documents, hundreds of risk assessment files on Gitmo detainees have a story of, you know, tell a story of terror plots and being considered and potentially planned as follow-ups to the 9/11 attacks, all that kind of stuff. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who calls himself the mastermind of the attacks, where, you know, at the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon and whatever, was apparently conjuring up all kinds of plots before he was captured, and told interrogators that al-Qaeda had planned to create a nuclear hellstorm. I mean, chilling laundry lists of attacks in the world, and that's part of what's going to come out in the, like I said, the WikiLeaks stuff. That's what the papers will show. According to the documents, he said there were two primary cells for the attack. They were going to attack Heathrow Airport in London, one base in the UK, and they had pilot training from a commercial flight school in Kenya, another in Saudi Arabia. Wow. A lot of people will be interested in what comes out of this next classified document dump, as they call it. Hang on, much more to come as we kick the can down the road.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
With what's happening in our backyards, let me tell you, it's all about water in the Midwest. It's crazy what has happened with the flooding. And I know I've talked about this the last couple of shows, but each day I'm amazed. My mouth is just, you know, wide open when I'm watching scenes of the flooding, the various views, somebody in a helicopter, and you look down and you see this video. And you can't believe how many people have been devastated by this. And the whole idea of choosing between, well, we got to open up this channel, because otherwise, how many neighborhoods will we wipe out versus this one more sparse suburban area, because we've got to be able to channel the swollen Mississippi. And can you just imagine those people? It's like in Louisiana. In this case, where we're often talking about the tornadoes, the hurricanes, something unforeseen, the wildfires that suddenly spring up and you're running for your life, jumping in the car, taking off, trying to get away from it. In this case, Louisiana has had time to brace for the flooding, but does it make it any better? The answer is no, of course it doesn't. And there are a couple of areas, and I've talked about this, where they're waiting on a formal decision on whether a spillway, this one little spillway, is going to be open. Because once it's open, it's going to send millions of gallons of floodwaters right into South Central Louisiana. And what happens and how they weigh this decision, it's all up to the Army Corps of Engineers. They look at the flow of the Mississippi River at the river landing, and once it hits a certain volume and speed, then they make a decision on this Morganza spillway. What it will do is it'll help pull the water away from Baton Rouge and New Orleans, but it's going to send a little piece of hell right down the throats of all these people who happen to be living in the wrong place, South Central Louisiana. Living in the wrong place, I say, because in order to protect those other bigger areas, that's what they've got to do, open the spillway. So the governor, Bobby Jindal, is saying, let's not wait for the official notice on this. You need to evacuate. He's telling people evacuate. And the reason is because he knows darn well that pretty much they're going to open that up. That can't imagine that they're not going to open it up. And they're saying that they need a couple days to notify people. So opening the spillway will happen maybe Saturday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, something like that. And they're looking at a couple of different scenarios. If it's closed, if it's open, if it's partially open, you know, that kind of stuff. Because even, and this is what I mean, I find this fascinating in digging a little bit deeper on this. Can you imagine making this decision? The U.S. Coast Guard says that the floodwaters could close the Mississippi to ships at the port in New Orleans. And that might happen on Monday morning. Having been there just a short while ago, and boy, a lot of ships come through there. So what's on the ships? What kind of cargo is coming through? All that will be frozen. And they're expecting higher water on Friday when everybody wakes up, when the rest of the world wakes up and catches up with the rest of us. And they say that there are going to be more houses affected by this. Dozens of roads closed. Lots of businesses closed. And, you know, if the people in South Central Louisiana want to know what that's like, all they have to do is place a few phone calls to some of the people in the Midwest, because the farmland there, 3 million acres, just eroded. And it looked like it was going to be a really big year for the people who farm wheat and corn and rice and cotton, but not so. You know, in Arkansas, they're saying that the damage, $500 million to, which would make about 1 million acres of cropland that's underwater there. So you're not saving anything. There's no harvesting there. You're stuck. That's not happening. Even in Tennessee, because remember Tennessee was hit hard by this too, and a lot of the wheat was covered there. So this Mississippi River deal is not something to be taken lightly. And the flooding, whether it's farmlands or homes and where it's going, just absolutely incredible. The National Weather Service is saying that the river was at 17 feet. I just checked this before we jumped on for this Hour of America tonight. 17 feet in New Orleans, about an inch and a half above flood stage. It will crest probably on the 23rd of May at 19 feet. And here we go again. People just cannot fathom this. They don't understand what's going on, except for the people that are used to watching the river. They've already noticed how high it is. And they're working, I mean, this is a familiar thing, but the National Guard is working round the clock trying to come up with a flood barrier in Morgan City, Louisiana. We saw what happened in Memphis. You had about 1,000 or so houses just demolished. Small businesses, farms, all that kind of stuff. Just devastated by what happened. The rain didn't help any. And people running to shelters. So what's going on in our backyard is a lot of Americans are stuck with this flood situation. And now with notice, some of them are on the edge of trying to figure out what to do. They're getting the early warning, I think, from the governor, who's saying, you know, pretty much he realizes this is going to happen, so he's warning them, just get your stuff together, get out of there, because that's it. I mean, basically, that's what's happening. We're going to open the spillway, and your house is gone. But we can't have, we have to do it, because if we don't do it, then we'll wash away Baton Rouge and New Orleans. So sorry, but you're out of luck. Oh, that has got to stick in the craw of a lot of people who live there. They don't want to hear that. They're just waiting for that miracle. They're hoping that it's something different's gonna, you know, something different's gonna happen. Like, I'll close my eyes, go, yeah, people know about that, right? You all know about that. I'll close my eyes, go to sleep, and this will all go away. And it'll be like a bad dream. But I don't think so. Elsewhere, it's not about floods. It's not about that. It's about a couple of other things. One of them, I think, is this, is what's going to happen with big oil. What's going to happen with the gas prices? It's more what's going to happen with the gas prices. But big oil was trotted out on the Hill on Thursday. So the Senate Democrats tried to debate, and you heard Ellen talking about that, I think, at the top of the show, on some legislation to cut the $21 billion in tax subsidies from the oil companies and use that money to reduce the federal debt, which would certainly put Republicans on their heels. But it works because it plays into the gas prices. I mean, everybody wants a boogeyman, and so the boogeyman is somebody who is making a ridiculous amount of money. When you see how much their bonuses are and all that other sort of stuff, then it's very easy to look at big oil and say, yeah, we want to hear what Chevron and BP and ExxonMobil and Shell and all those people have to say. Let's bring those CEOs up here and let's talk about the profits and what's going on across America and talk about these subsidies, for example. So this was a big story that has major buzz and repercussions for all of us, because it's gas prices. It's all about the manipulation of gas, and a lot of it is that whole speculative thing, lack of refineries. We know that. Things that have been stymied with the drilling. And sure, now they're saying, oh, more permits, and we're opening it up. But you had people that were really good at their job that left because there were no jobs when it came to drilling. And you also made nice with the people in Brazil, meaning the current administration, to help them however we could so that they could drill. But what about drilling here? What about Alaska? Too many questions surrounding, I think, oil to simply slam it on the big execs. I'm not defending them because, you know, it's so lopsided with the CEO salaries. I get that the CEO, I think they should make more. I think they, if they're making a company profitable and they've got the heat on their back, then they can go just like that. But should they make, you know, 150 times what the average person is making? You know, that's lopsided. But that's almost another discussion. So it's really easy, though, to pin the tail on those guys and not really dig a little bit deeper and look at what the big problem is here. And the big problem is a whole bunch of other things, including what we're talking about with the debt ceiling and the ridiculous round and round conversations that we keep having when it comes to that. All right, coming up on the flip side, the Prez gets the warm and fuzzies for some top cops and asks the FBI, the head of the FBI, to stick around for a couple more years. We're going to talk about that, plus the terror arrests in New York. Did you hear about it? We're talking about it.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroit 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, everyone knows by now I do the cheek movie reviews. I've been doing them for, gosh, maybe 3-4 years. And a lot of you actually send the emails back and call the show when you've gone and seen some of the movies that are out there. You know I'm a huge movie freak. So very excited about our next guest that we're ushering in from our virtual green room, Joel Cohen, the CEO of MovieTickets.com. Hey, Joel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Great. Movie tickets. Are we seeing that more people are going to the movies now, or has there been a decrease in people going to the movies?
I mean, definitely overall there's been an increase. The first quarter of this year has been a little bit slow, but I think that as we get into the summer, that's really going to pick up. Certainly the economy over the last couple of years has played into movie going and the success that we've seen at the box office.
Yeah, I said that earlier. I think people like to go to the movies to escape, and especially if they're struggling, it seems, to some people it seems odd, but it's a good sort of pick-me-up, especially if you're pounding out resumes and everything else. I can see how that would correlate to the box office. And it is a movie thing. When you get closer to the summer, a lot of the big blockbusters come out because kids are out of school and there's probably more people going to the movies, especially on the weekend, right?
Absolutely. Especially this coming up summer, there's just so many blockbusters, a lot of sequels that are hitting. There's just a great movie to see every weekend, week after week. I think this will probably be one of the record summers that we'll have.
What are some of the big ones coming out that are so highly anticipated? I mean, one of them is Pirates of the Caribbean, right? The fourth
one. Oh, absolutely. Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that'll be huge. There's so many. I mean, especially looking into June, you've got X-Men and then Green Lantern, Cars 2. July, you've got Transformers 3, the next Harry Potter, which will be the last Harry Potter. Then Captain America, Cowboys and Aliens. I mean, I don't remember a summer like this that's just stacked with so many blockbusters.
And don't you think they'll all do all the movies that you just named? I can't imagine that they won't do at least decently at the box office, do you think?
Absolutely. The thing with a lot of these movies is that because they're sequels, they've got the built-in fan base, they've got the really broad appeal, and then there's a lot of superhero movies. Those always tend to do well. So I think each one of these in its own right will do really well.
Do you think there's more of a trend to do that? Like you just said, you have a built-in audience. If you can catch fire with something, like we saw that with Iron Man, but also, too, with X-Men, and you just have those people that are loyal, they will go and see it, and then maybe you'll be able to draw in others, too, and play that up, do, you know, some kind of a movie marathon of the past movies leading up to it through Netflix or whoever, HBO or Cinemax or one of them. And then, boom, here it comes on the big screen so you can catch some of the new people. But the built-in audience, they seem to come back for more, right, and they lap this up.
Sure. And the studios are very smart about these type things. I mean, they, just like any other business, they want to limit their risk, and they know that when they've got a blockbuster and people enjoy it and it does well at the box office, that they should do another one and another one and another one. I mean, you can see with Harry Potter that installment's gone on so long and coming up to the summer, having that, you know, be the second part of what was a great movie will definitely do well.
Yeah.
And then you've got the history with some of these superhero movies and the built-in fan base there, and just the highly anticipated type movies like you mentioned with Pirates. All of these type films will just really do well.
Are you doing with Pirates or any of those? Do you do pre-sales? Are you doing a lot of pre-sales on that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's really what we do. I mean, from the movietickets.com perspective, that's why this summer is really so exciting. When you have these big movies and you have the potential for such high demand, that's when movies sell out. And when you want to go to a movie at a particular time, at a particular place, you have to buy your tickets in advance. I mean, you'll ultimately show up at the theater otherwise, and you won't be able to get in. So that's where, you know, our service really kind of comes into play, and we can really showcase what we do. With Pirates...
Go ahead. So tell us about Pirates. I was going to ask you, how crazy has that been?
Yeah, that's starting now. I mean, that's going to be probably one of the biggest movies of the summer. So we've already started selling tickets for Pirates. But even for this weekend, I mean, there's really big movies that are coming out this weekend. And this whole trend for the big summer blockbusters started at the end of April with Fast Five, which did really well. And then Thor and now with Bridesmaid coming out this weekend. There's a lot of great movies.
Okay, so tell us about how you jumped in. Tell us the sequence of creating movietickets.com. How did that all happen for you?
Well, we actually started back in 2000, where we had a couple of large theater chains that recognized that they wanted to sell their tickets online. So when we started the company back in 2000, we started with two theater chains, and we've since grown to over 200. So as just the internet has played more of a role in everyone's lives, the convenience of purchasing tickets and kind of having that peace of mind has really grown more popular year after year.
And in saying that, starting in 2000, so it's been over a decade and you've seen that growth, that growth curve must have been tremendous, especially in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. Have you really seen it spike?
Yeah, definitely. Going back so many years, there was really just a handful of movies that would go on sale maybe a week or two in advance. And now we have many, many more movies that will go on sale weeks, if not months in advance. Just the whole trend has really picked up and it started to pick up pace. And like I said, a summer like we're about to get into where there's such a built-in demand for all these movies, that's when people will really want to make plans. Even like this weekend for Bridesmaids, this is the kind of movie where girls will get together and they'll make a night out of it. It's really kind of an event movie, and they want to make sure, just like if you went to, let's say, a new restaurant, you'd make reservations so that you can plan your night. Same type of thing with movietickets.com. You want to make sure that you've got your night planned, you have your tickets, and you know, nothing can interrupt your night.
So, and you think Bridesmaids will be a big hit because it's going to be the ultimate chick flick and then people getting married and, you know, it'll just strike a chord with younger women and older women?
I think so. I think it fits a great niche in R-rated comedy. I think with the success of movies like The Hangover or Knocked Up, which has really become their comparisons, it's a new type movie with all female cast, and it looks hilarious.
I think it looks hilarious too. By the way, Kristen Wiig is awesome on Saturday Night Live, and people are starting to realize that. That's why she's popping up, I think, in so many movies. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely the dynamic of the cast already that you've seen through Saturday Night Live, and I think now putting them on the big screen, R-rated scenario, will give them the ability to really showcase themselves.
Yeah, how about Priest? Priest is getting a lot of play on the tube, you're seeing little clips of it, and that it's coming out. You think this one's going to strike a chord as well?
I think it could do well. It's definitely playing to a certain audience, and the whole vampire genre has done really well. It's one of the movies coming out this weekend that's not R-rated. It's PG-13. It's in 3D. So there's definitely a lot of buzz. They built in a lot of great attributes that will draw people out to the theater. I think it's playing on a good weekend among the other movies that are coming out. So it definitely has a chance to do well.
Yeah, so in fact, on your website, you asked the question, what would be your weapon of choice? I love that, to slay a vampire. A crossbow, a stake, a quarterstaff, cross, holy water. You know what I say, Joel? All of them. I'd be so freaked out if there really were vampires. Everything I had in my arsenal, you know. It's just that was a terrific question. That was very, very funny. And I'll tell people that if you go to movietickets.com, there are other things there. It's not just, okay, put in your address and you can get the movies, which is key because that's why you're there. But there are other clips of other things, including you give, I love this too, the breakdown of the box office, who's doing what and all that kind of stuff and what's coming up too. Are you always looking for ways to tweak the website?
Yeah, it's definitely living and breathing, and we invite user comments, and it's great. I mean, it's a great interaction tool. People love to share their experiences at the movies. We give people the ability to rate their movies and write user reviews, which people love to do. I mean, it's one of those things that everyone kind of has that common bond of going to the movies, and everyone likes to share their experiences. So with not only the site or our Facebook page or our Twitter, people can really share their experience in a variety of different ways.
Yeah. Joel Cohen, CEO of MovieTickets.com, thanks so much for popping on ATN. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
Thank you very much.
All right, check out the site, too, like I said, because he's got top movies and top videos and all that kind of dealios on the Movie Tickets site. So it's not just about the tickets, like I mentioned. In fact, where we were talking there about the most anticipated movies, they have also listed Cars 2, Mr. Popper's Penguins, the Apollo 18 movie, and of course I want to see that. You know, the Endeavor is supposed to launch in 4 days because, remember, it was scrapped and now it's back on, and we know how much I like the whole NASA thing. So Apollo 18, that's one that I've been waiting for, and there it is. It's coming out this summer. Also, the Muppets movie is coming out. Wow. Any thoughts on the show? You want to sign up for Facebook, Twitter, any of that? Go to americatonight.net.